Hi there, this is Pastor Tony Alamo. Again, we're reading through the Bible. We were halfway through the introduction to the book of Luke in the New Testament, and then the Lord changed my course for a while and wanted me to record some of the literature that he gave me years ago and also this year. And the reason for it is because we're on radio stations and shortwave radio throughout the world now, to where we're covering almost all the people in the world. We have the potential, if people turn the radio on, for them to hear 6 billion people, 1.5 billion alone on one station in Africa. So we need your support in prayer. And, you know, financially, if you really want to get to a lot of people and get the same rewards we do, then, you know, send in your tithes and offerings over here, because we're not holding back any of the Bible. If other people are doing that, that's their business. But I want to stand before the Lord with a clean slate. I don't want to stand before Him and having held back my the words that He gives me, any of my energy. I want to serve Him, and I do serve Him with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. And so the Bible tells us that that's what He wants. And so I would suggest to every one of you in radio land that you do the same thing. We're going to be doing a part 6 of another Pearl Harbor today, and we have a couple of letters to read. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint with the outward anointing the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit for the ministry, to be able to minister His word, to allow Him to do the ministering. Father, I ask that You, that everything that is said in this ministry, in this tape, every day, and especially right now, Lord, that You anoint it, that it's You that does the talking, and that You anoint all the words that You have given me on another Pearl Harbor, and that it will edify the church and strengthen it, and that it will save millions of souls, make them more aware of the late hour that they're living in. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, where's the first letter from?
From Chihuahua, Mexico.
Okay, let's hear it.
Greetings to the Alamo Christian Ministries. May God bless you and strengthen you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God for your ministry, who is winning thousands of souls throughout the world through Pastor Tony Alamo's literature. Let me tell you that here in this city, Pastor Alamo's newsletters have caused a lot of reaction in the Catholic people. We have been distributing in plazas from Peril Center. Thank you for allowing us to participate in this campaign for the lost souls from the city.
Well, it was the Lord that did that. Actually, participation causes you to receive the same reward that we're going to receive, because we're all one body. You know, like if I'm invited into the kingdom of heaven, my whole body gets to go. Amen? Because even though it's be translated, or transform into an ecclesiastical body, my whole body, the fingers, the toes, everything is going to enjoy the splendor there. And everyone that's in the body of Christ will enjoy, whether we're the guts of the building of the body, or whether we're the fingers or the toes, the feet, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth, whatever. We're all going to enjoy it very much. A place where there is nothing but perfection, nothing but joy and happiness, no sorrow, no tears, nothing like that. And I really appreciate all these words, all the explanation of these things that is in the Word of God, because these are the things that constantly motivate me to continue on in the Lord. It is primarily the fear of the Lord. I've been threatened by the Lord. That's how I got saved. That's how I received salvation, is His threats. He told me to tell the people of the world that Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again, or that I would die and that I would go to hell. And so, you know, we still have a choice. We could say, no, Lord, or we could say, yes. Well, I fear not to do it so much that it just has kept me going now for 41 years. And I intend to become stronger. The more I learn of the Word of God, the more I know of His wrath, His anger, His judgment, it motivates me all the more. Some people I've seen, being in the church, there's a lot of people in every church, including mine, that have got... they've turned cold. They think that they've served the Lord with all their... they haven't. They never did serve the Lord with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, because at the time they got saved, they didn't know enough of what the Lord wanted them to do in order to qualify for having done everything that the Lord wants them to do. We have to know what the Word says in order for us to be able to do it. And sometimes people hate the Word of God so much that they read, because they read it and they say, no, I don't want to do this. I don't like this. And those are the ones that hate the Word of God, and those are the ones that the Lord said He sends strong delusions to, that their souls might be damned, that they may be damned, that they may not enter heaven but spend eternity in the lake of fire. So this is mentioned in the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. So right now we're going to finish this letter. Go ahead.
I write you to make the custom petition. Would you please be so kind as to send us more literature? I make you a list with the following petition: 100 newsletters from each of the years beginning from the year 2000 till 2005, 500 Pope Secrets, 50 The Harness of the Lord, 500 God Has No Mother, 50 God's Two Witnesses, 20 Bibles, and 20 Messiah Books. Please send me cassette tapes from Pastor Lamo's teachings. If you have material to disciple and to capacitate us to evangelize, please send us t-shirts and sweatshirts, sizes medium and large, color gray and white. Please don't forget my petition regarding moving to California. I wait for your response. Please pray for me to know whether or not the Lord wants me to go. A million thanks to all the servants from the Alamo Ministries. Thank you very much. May God abundantly bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Okay, now the next letter.
The next letter is from Nigeria, Africa. The Alamo newsletter has been of great usefulness for my ministries, Christ Ambassador Fellowship International. With the newsletter, we have grown in number tremendously. More souls have been like never before saved. May God keep Tony Alamo alive and empower him the more. Pastor O.K. from Nigeria, Africa.
All right, that's it for the letters. And now part six of Another Pearl Harbor. Go ahead.
Dr. R. Joseph's book, America Betrayed, stated, quote, "The new leader of the free world, who promised a new world order, did not win power by democratic means. He was appointed after he failed to win the presidency with a majority of votes. Yet he did have the backing of banks, industrialists, and transnational corporations, including those controlled or directed by America's leading families and the father of George Bush," unquote. As Dr. Joseph's book notes, in that same year he took office, the nation was struck by terrorists. One of the nation's most recognizable symbols burned and then crashed to the ground, unquote. Dr. Joseph documents, quote,
"It wasn't just the symbols, but it was the people that were inside the symbol." Amen?
Amen.
There's 3,000 people that got killed there because somebody in the Vatican wanted to wage war, and they helped people get into the White House, and so therefore they joined in with it and went, here and there where they were told to go. So that they would maybe be reelected again, or that they would have a nice job after the, for instance, Mr. Bush can no longer be president. He's run, this is the second term now. And so he will enjoy a nice job afterwards, as Mr. Clinton is just floating around after murdering or helping murder all the people at Waco and some of the other 50 countries that he has bombed and literally murdered hundreds of millions of people for the Vatican. And the people in the White House and in the One World Government, the United Nations, say that he's the greatest president because he has taken over more countries for the Vatican than any other president. Forget the shame that he's caused and to the presidency and to our nation, just that he has bombed more people, slaughtered more people than any other president in history. I'm sure the Lord will not flatter him in that manner at all. He'll have to pay. He's going to have to pay. Well, my message to former President Clinton and Mr. Bush, President Bush, would be repent so you don't have to pay for all your crimes. Now, you know you've done them, and if you'd open the Bible and read it, you see what the Bible says is going to happen to you if you don't repent. Now, I'm the best friend you ever had in this world. Now, all your advisors, they're going to kiss up to you and, flatter you. But I'm telling you the stark reality of it all. The first part of my life, I was raised in for the first 2 years in Joplin, Missouri, and then my parents moved me to Montana in a little where my grandmother and grandfather were living and some of my uncles. Little town of Windham, Montana. There's no street lights there or anything. It's real dark. And sometimes when they'd walk me over to the city, the town place where everyone would gather and have meetings, I would notice, gosh, that's all there is in this world is the lights in that building over there. And it gave me a lot of time to think and meditate and to realize that when I went to the big cities later on, that all these are is just lights from the electric company. And it's everything is a hype. There's nothing that's real except what was there in Windham. It's like reality is when all the lights go out, when a tsunami hits or an earthquake or a hurricane or a tornado or when God rocks the earth off of its axis. So, it's really one time coming from school, which was only about a block and a half away. There's no really paved streets. It's just there was a blizzard so fierce that I couldn't see where I was going. And it was just everything was white. And I knew that if I went three different directions, that I would freeze to death for sure. And I'd be lost. But I just thought, I just hope I can go to the right direction. I did, and I felt a house, and it was Grandma's house. And there's just nothing in this world, when one of these blizzards, a lot of people get in blizzards out in Montana and different areas where there's a lot of snow, and you're in the wilderness anyway. This is just about 16 people lived in Windham. And, you're in the wilderness anyway. So, what an experience that was. I'm glad that I was there when I was a kid. You could hear the coyotes and the wolves howling at nighttime. And they come close to the porch because that's where my grandfather would hang deer. It was all screened in, and they'd be howling at the door wanting to get in. And it was just like it was really thrilling to me. And the house was not anything that was built with insulation or anything, and the wind, you'd hear it whistling through the cracks in the building, the small two-story house, and the snow would bank up to where you couldn't even walk any place. You did just have to wade through it, especially a little kid. But this whole world is a hype. I've lived most of my life in California and New York City and Cleveland, Houston, and everything I saw there was just a hype. And everything in this world is nothing but a hype. And it's detraction from what the Lord wants you to think about. When you're out there in the wilderness and you can't get out because you're young or one reason or another, I mean, it gets you thinking, wow, is this all that there is? And if it is, well, there's got to be something more than this. And I felt, you know, a very happy spirit. I was always a happy person because I used to love to roam the hills when it was springtime and summertime and see the wild strawberries and the choke cherries. A lot of people haven't heard of those. Or a lot of other wild little things, wild crab apples, all kinds of berries, blueberries and things like that up in Montana. And you could see little orchids on top of the mountain. Beautiful things that you just never see anywhere else. And you can see God. I never knew there was a God, but I had a couple of experiences that made me wonder for sure. One time I was in Helena, Montana, I was looking up at the stars because when I was going on my paper route when I was around 10 years old, and I was going down to the Helena Independent Record to fold the papers and then take off on my route, and it was just really cold and the sky was clear, and I looked up there and I says, how beautiful, and I felt a spirit come down smiling, and it scared me to death, almost to death. I had my dog with me, and when I was in Windham, much younger than that, I heard, it was like in the wind, within the wind, mentioning my name, and I thought it was, but there was nobody around at all, and you could see for miles, and so I just wondered if there was a God. And then the experience happened to me in Beverly Hills in the office, and then I knew for sure. And that's why this is 41 years later that I'm preaching the gospel, and the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel, and he's anointed me to write literature and explain that there's nothing in this world that's worth. You know, if you've got billions of dollars in the bank, what good is it? You're trying to show off for somebody? You're trying to show off for your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your wife? What good is it once you die? It just stays there or it gets squandered by somebody. The most important thing is to take care of your soul, to serve God. And you think that's because all the riches of the universe belong to you once your spirit leaves your body, once your soul goes to heaven. You never have to worry again. And billions of dollars, gold is a put down in heaven. People walk on it there. And I'm not trying to degrade anybody. The Word of God does that. If you're murdering people, you better repent, because you're not going to like it. The fires of the lake of fire and the hell are so bad that if you only knew, that would be the only thing that would probably make you intelligent enough to repent. If you're not intelligent enough to repent, read the Bible, because then you'll start getting faith. But read the King James Version, and then we'll go from there. All right, let's continue on.
Quote, this is a cunning and well-prepared plot. Terrorists were to blame, the government announced. Foreign terrorists and their agents. Yet what the people were not told was that the man ostensibly in charge of the investigation deleted critical information and rewrote investigative police reports.
But they were all taking part in it. Everybody knows that now. Okay, but some people figured that they're so these people are so evil that we don't dare not vote for them because there might be somebody more evil than them. Well, they're all filled with the spirit of Satan, and they need that spirit cast out of them. And it's not going to get any better. That's for sure. It's going to get worse because God is going to start doing the terrorizing. He's so much better at it than the worldly terrorists. These terrorist attacks of the Lord are for a reason. It's for because of people's sins, because of people worshiping Muhammad, the Pope, Mary, and other non-deities. Now, Mary, you say, well, how could you equate her with the Muhammad and these people? Well, it's because she's not deity. She is just an incubator that God used to bring forth the man who was filled with the Spirit of the Lord. She wasn't. She needed to be saved herself. She had to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, or she could not be saved. And she believed in God. Believe also in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Because Jesus is the Son of God. All right, so let's continue on.
He did so to protect and cover up government involvement in this dastardly deed, unquote. Dr. Joseph's book further alleges that, quote, the government and the nation's media were instead warned that terrorists were running amok and that the nation was in danger. Freedom itself was under assault. The nation and freedom must be protected from terrorism, the people were told. The leader who promised a new world order warned the nation that only his party could protect the people from terrorism. Only his party was concerned with national security. He, his minions, and the media which supported him demanded that the people give them their votes to give his party a ruling majority, and he derided the patriotism of those who opposed him. Officials of opposing parties were threatened. Laws were hastily passed, supported even by those who opposed his rule. The Constitution itself was modified in order, the propagandists said, to protect the citizens, to protect freedom, and to protect the nation, the people were told.
Yeah, the propagandists, i.e., the news media. Then what?
The laws are too liberal, the leader complained. Those associated with terrorists were rounded up and jailed without charge, and their property, their homes, their charities were seized by the state. Citizens, children, government officials, working men and women were encouraged to spy on their friends, neighbors, and co-workers, and to report anyone and anything that might be suspicious. And those deemed suspicious were rounded up without charge, jailed and denied legal counsel, and most were never seen or heard from again. And then the leader demanded that civil service laws be altered to give him power to hire only those of his choosing and to fire those who displeased him. The leader required this power to protect the people from the terrorists who were threatening the nation, it was said. But the true terrorists, those responsible for the terrorist attack, the destruction of the Reichstag, the German Parliament building, were government agents controlled by the most powerful men in government.
And the most powerful men in the Vatican. That's where all the orders are given. Then what?
As Hermann Göring later boasted, who burned the Reichstag, the German Parliament building? I burned it, bragged Göring. Dr. Joseph's book says, as the German people later learned, but as many suspected, even then it was Hitler, Göring, and the Nazi Party who instructed the Nazis to set fire to the Reichstag. The Reichstag fire took place before World War II on the night of February 27, 1933. The Nazis started the fire, blamed it on the communists and the Jews, and used this incident to enact a decree to go to war, quote, for the protection of the people of Germany and the state, unquote. A decree which did away with constitutional protections.
Well, you know, you might wonder, why are we talking about politics? Why? Because the Bible does. The Bible stated that there would be a one-world government. You don't want me to tell you about that? And you don't want me to tell you how it is organized and how it's already here and has been here for many years? Well, that's too bad, because there are some people out in Radio Land that do want to hear it. And these are not quotes from an overactive imagination. These are facts. These are things that came out of Hermann Göring's mouth, from the Pope's mouth, from the media's mouth, from millions of people's mouths. You're just not bright if you don't believe facts. Okay, let's go ahead.
On February 28, 1933, the day after the fire, Hitler's dictatorship began. This is the exact same thing that happened here in the United States the day after 9/11. This is when the Pope and his puppets took over control of the world, or so they thought. But not all of us, quote, cattle, unquote, are ignorant as to what they are doing.
No, they call us cattle. That's why I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, facetiously. We're not cattle. They're the ones that have been led astray like cattle by Satan. And anyone that believes them are being led astray also by Satan's body, his vessels, his corporate body of people in this world. They're all doomed to go to hell unless they repent and believe the gospel. Then what?
Back then he blamed the commies and the Jews. Today it's Bin Laden, who is said to have been dead for many years of kidney failure, or the Arabic nations, or Iraq's Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, it was back in World War II, they said, it's the Japs, the Germans. In schools all over the nation, they put Japanese flags up. And if you go to school, they had the flag right in there, and they had a little rope around it. And if you paid a penny, or I think it was a penny or a nickel or something like that, you could spit on the flag. And everybody would be lined up spitting on the Japanese flag and the swastika. But now, oh, you don't dare to do anything like that. Even though they killed, murdered a bunch of our people, now, I mean, everything is forgiven, and don't you dare say anything bad against them. And, you know, these people, if they were bad, we're not supposed to spit on them. We're supposed to preach the gospel to them. Amen? And if we would have, and we shouldn't be hiring people to bomb our own places, and we shouldn't be partakers in evil men to help bomb our places. We shouldn't. This is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And we shouldn't be helping lace buildings in the United States full of blasting caps so that they can pancake down before our eyes to terrorize us so that we'll get so... so that the people of the United States will get so upset that they want to go to war. A contrived war. A war that is a sham. And look at the people. They say there's over 2,000 of our soldiers that have been killed over in Iran. But the figure is probably much higher. And then, of course, we don't mention all the millions of people that have been murdered overseas that our troops have murdered. And I'm just telling you the truth. And I am very patriotic. I believe that we should preach the gospel so our country could have been safe. Now everyone is being terrorized, not only by the terrorists, but the universe's chief terrorist, the Lord God Almighty. And you're not going to be, no one can run from him. And you may be next. The Lord has given it to Italy and many other countries now. Catholic countries like Cancun, Mexico, other areas in Mexico, Tokyo, ungodly people are reaping rewards of being part of the Antichrist regime. Then what?
Quote, lies and propaganda, isn't it wonderful, unquote, says Herr Pope and his Nazi party of world leaders. As the Biography Channel stated March 5, 2003, in its two-hour special on the Vatican, the heads of nations say, quote, yes, sir, unquote, bow down and kiss the Pope's feet. Are Hitler and Göring still alive? The answer is no. Is the Nazi Party still alive? Yes. Joseph states that Bush had several Nazi war criminals as his advisors. We also have their sons and their daughters. The doctor continued saying these are, quote, the same men who used terrorism and the threat of terrorism to consolidate their power, unquote. The Vatican and its puppets are once again blaming someone else, the Arabic nations, for 9/11. According to many, the planes were remote controlled by someone in the United States.
They were not airplanes, they were rockets. And I have a tape, or I have a name and address of a tape that is extremely graphic, and the pictures are very clear that there are no windows in these, quote, airplanes, unquote. Then what?
According to many reports, all the passengers were herded on the airplane that was shot down over Pennsylvania. Experts have said if the plane had crashed, the debris would not have been scattered over an 8-mile radius. It is reported by many that all key federal agents either didn't go to work or left the building quickly before the blasts in Oklahoma City and the World Trade Center. We know the Vatican was involved because God said she is, quote, mother, the mother of abominations of the earth, unquote, Revelation chapter 17, verse 5. We are told that we are dealing with the continuation of the Nazi Party, whose members are many government agents in our country today. According to not only Joseph, but thousands of others, our armed forces are being sent in the wrong direction to be gun fodder, and our armed forces are being used to wage urban warfare against American citizens, just as they were at Waco. They are being trained for this because the Vatican knows that the citizens of the world are getting hip to them. So they're planning what they call urban warfare, Americans killing Americans, and so on, throughout the world. They exalt their precision weaponry and the skill of their soldiers. They exalt their speeches against God and his people, just as Sennacherib's spokesman did in chapter 36 of Isaiah. Dr. Joseph's book also stated that, quote, like the Nazis who, following the terrorist attack on the Reichstag, passed or issued numerous edicts, these were public notices issued by official federal or state authorities, designed to destroy constitutionally guaranteed civil rights. The Bush administration issued its own edicts after 9/11, unquote. Quote, Hitler used the threat of terrorism as a campaign threat theme and to consolidate his power to gain control of the German parliament. George Bush and his team have followed the same plan, unquote. What this book is basically saying is that the Bush administration has patterned itself exactly after Hitler, Goring, and the Nazi Party. Joseph said, quote, the Nazi link to the Bush family was first alleged in 1934 by the U.S. Congress, which believed the Hamburg America Line and Union Bank, directed by Prescott Bush, were subsidizing the Nazi movement in Germany and the United States. Corporations associated or directed by Bush and his cronies had been working with and financing the Nazis and their supporters since 1924, unquote. Robert Letterman, in the January 18, 2001 issue of the PhiladelphiaCityPaper.net, in an article entitled, quote, The Bush Gang, unquote, stated, quote, the Bush family were crucial players in setting up the industrial power behind Hitler's Third Reich, unquote. In 1942, the Bush family was still in business with the Nazis, despite the declaration of war by Hitler against the United States. The consequence was that three Bush companies were seized by the United States government for being in violation of the Trading with the Enemies Act. As we shall discover, doing business with those who kill Americans is a Bush business tradition. In October of 1942, the government of the United States tried to put the Bush family out of business. United States government vesting order number 248, issued in 1942, resulted in the seizure of Union Bank's assets as they were being used to support the Nazi war effort and were serving as a Nazi front. Two other vesting orders were issued that year, and two more Nazi front companies directed by the Bush Bank and his associates were seized. Holland American Trading Corporation and Seamless Steel Equipment Corporation. Prescott Bush was forced to divest himself, at least overtly, of his Nazi associations. Quote, following the end of the war, Bush negotiated with his friends in government, trading his Nazi assets and Nazi contacts for political favors, including support when he sought political office. With the helpful Vatican assistance of Bush and his cronies, including in particular Alan Dulles, Nazis were recruited and became high-ranking members of a Vatican American intelligence organization that would later be renamed the CIA, an organization that George H.W. Bush would soon lead. As detailed by Christopher Simpson, BBC News, and UPI, Nazis were recruited, brought to the United States, and then subsidized by Bush's CIA to build a power base for the Republican right wing after World War II. Several Nazis became top Bush campaign aides and advisors, unquote. This is why our government has given our industry over to Germany, Japan, Taiwan, and other countries.
All our former enemies. And now our people are homeless on the street and without jobs. This is our reward for them attacking us and then sending our people over there to, quote, protect us here. They gave the store away. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what else? That's why so many people, Abraham Lincoln, Samuel Morris, and other great men, like Avro Manhattan and hundreds of priests, thousands of them, that defected on the Vatican, the Catholic, Roman Catholic cult, stated that these people, when they infiltrate into the White House and into every fiber or all the fabric of the United States, this is a black cloud that is over America, and that black cloud is coming from Rome. They don't pay taxes here in this country. Doesn't that tick you off? I'm not trying to create anything, but we have to realize who our enemy is, and if we don't, how will we, you know, if you're in a boxing arena, and if you don't know who your opponent is, you're going to be hitting the one of the posts that holds the ropes together, and your enemy is going to flatten you on the canvas. So it's really good to know who the enemy is, because the Lord commands us to resist the devil. How do you know who to resist if you don't know who the devil is? Well, what you people that call yourselves Christians have been resisting is people like myself that are telling you who the devil is, and you think that's demonic for me to tell you who the devil is. And you think that we don't have enough love. Let me tell you that love, the Bible says, is the keeping of God's commandments. And haven't you got any, even one little streak of wisdom and knowledge and understanding and the Holy Spirit in you? Well, if you don't, you're not going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. If you ignore these warnings that the Lord has given me, then you're going to spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire. So you better wake up. If you think I'm evil because I tell you the truth, then you're sick with the spirit of Satan. You're spiritually sick. And I pray that God will open your eyes and your heart, that you'll be able to receive the truth. Jesus said he's the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. I'm not a political person at all. I'm just revealing to you. I'm not going to kiss your baby and shake your hands. I'm not going to do that, because I'm not running for office. The Lord has already appointed me a ruler over the spiritual things on this earth. And you can't get me out of office unless you kill me. And I'm not worried about you killing me, because if you do, I'll be right in heaven. And you are going to be into a lot of trouble with the Lord for doing such a thing as that, for killing any Christian. or for that matter, anybody. Okay, so wake up. I'm telling you who your enemy is, so that you say, well, these other people that these satanic people are telling you are our enemies, you're willing to go over there and fight them. And we're getting 2,000 of our boys are killed over there. But when I tell you who you should fight, you don't pay any attention to it. This is coming not from me, this is from the Lord. But you don't want to listen to the Lord. And God drowned the whole world a long time ago for not listening to Noah, the only righteous man on the face of the earth. So Noah, his wife, his three sons and their wives were the only ones that were spared. Everybody else was drowned. And God says he's going to cause floods and fires and hurricanes, tsunamis, twisters, typhoons, and every unimaginable disease, pestilence, that's going to cause more than one-third of the world to die at first, and then half the world, and then finally the entire world is going to burn up, all the elements. So these are warnings. The Lord is telling the truth. You can already see that these things are happening. He says these earthquakes, these plagues, shall be in many places, all kinds of diversities of places. So wake up. Wake up and die right. Because we're all going to die. We're all going to stand before the Lord. And so now is the time for repentance. Now is the time of the Lord. Say the sinner's prayer. If you don't know what it is, well, we'll send you a copy of it. You just say, my Lord and my God, have mercy on my soul, a sinner. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my sins away in the precious blood you shed for me. I know you exist, and I know that you hear everyone that cries on you. Your word says that all that call upon the Lord shall be saved. And that he also says to go and sin no more. So enter into my heart, Lord. Wash all my sins away, my filthy sins. And make me a new creature and give me the power to not sin. Give me the power to live a godly life, a life that is a heavenly life, a spiritual life. I want to be a spiritual being rather than carnal being. And then when you do that, just raise your hands up and thank and praise the Lord. All right, let's continue here.
Our nation is weakened, our people are without jobs, and some of our people are even homeless because of these monsters. Why are we letting them do this to us? Why are we not praying to God to take vengeance on such evil? What will we do, and what will they do, if God doesn't stop them? If you're born of water and the Spirit, God will hear you and answer you. He will either save these people's souls, or he will kill them as they have killed others.
And he will hear you wicked people out there too if you call on him. If you realize that you've been wicked, he'll save your soul. I mean, I was wicked and he saved mine. The Apostle Paul was wicked and he saved his. So just call on the Lord. It's simple. Trust the Lord. He won't let you down. Whatever is happening to you now is going to be much, way better. Billions of times better when you receive the Lord. Then what?
Like father, like son. Quote, George H.W. Bush, when he sought the presidency in 1988, was forced, like his father, Senator Prescott Bush, to divest himself of his Nazi associations. The Bush-Nazi connection was exposed by the Washington-based weekly newspaper, Jewish Week, and George Bush was forced to fire a number of Nazi and neo-Nazi advisors. Of course, after the election, four of these neo-Nazis were brought back into the fold and were offered high-paying positions in the Republican Party, unquote. San Francisco attorney Stanley Hilton stated that, quote, Bush conspired to create the September 11th attacks for his own political gain and has been using deceased Osama bin Laden as a scapegoat, unquote. Bush's spokesman, Ari Fleischer, stated, quote, we expect to get votes in the fall because of the war on terrorism, unquote. Joseph's book, along with many others, said that Hitler and Goering stated this was the best way to get votes and get the people of their country behind him. Could Bush's Nazi advisors have told him the same thing? Did they have anything to do with 9/11, the World Trade Center, and the almost 3,000 deaths? This is what Dr. Joseph, Mr. Hilton, and many others have bluntly stated.
Are you talking about terrorism?
That's 3,000 deaths caused by the United States terrorists. And the Lord just wiped out 80,000 in Pakistan, in that general area. So he wants you to know who the true terrorist is. And he wiped out quite a few of them in New Orleans and other areas down along the United States coast or the Gulf Coast. And he just flooded Italy, certain parts of Italy, all Catholic countries. This is a Catholic town, New Orleans, or city. And the Lord's just going to keep doing it. San Francisco, infested with homosexuality, is awaiting. They know that something terrible is going to happen to them. And please, you people, you know, no matter what kind of sin you're committing, you can be saved. Just repent. I mean, it's so foolish to just wait until God destroys you or the other terrorists. And then you die and go to hell in the lake of fire. If you think it's bad on this side of eternity, wait till you see what hell in the lake of fire is like. Okay, keep going.
Dr. Joseph continues, quote, "The Bush team also ushered in the Operation TIPS program, which encourages tens of thousands of mail carriers, utility workers, and others with access to private homes to spy on American citizens and report suspicious activity."
Why? The United States citizens aren't doing anything wrong. We're patriotic. We love this country. We don't want to antagonize other people in the world to want to attack us. Why should these monsters be checking us out? I say that we should have people in the White House that are telling us blow by blow all the filthy, degenerate decisions they're making, and we need people to infiltrate the Vatican so we can further expose them to the things that they're doing. They're the evil ones. I mean, they're trying to switch it around to where we're so evil that we have to be watched. The hot spots are the White House, the Vatican, and all the other places for corruption, horrible corruption, and evil. Spirits of Satan exist. Then what?
The Nazis also enacted similar programs soon after coming to power. With little debate, the Patriot Act was hastily passed by Congress in October of 2001. The Patriot Act constituted a major legal assault on civil liberties and the Constitution.
Right, but they're intimidating the citizens of the United States and exalting the ones that are inspecting us are these devils. Then what?
The American Civil Liberties Union describes the Patriot Act as significantly boosting the government's law enforcement powers while continuing a trend to cut back on the checks and balances that Americans have traditionally relied on to protect individual liberty.
Know who your enemy is. This country, believe it or not, is not supposed to be by these devils, but it's of the people, by the people, and for the people.
If all of us, we're more than they are, if we all make a stand and stop believing these devils, well, then you'll see some progress here. You know, we should have committees together. Come to my church and I'll direct you the proper way. All right? Then what?
This law is based on the faulty assumption that safety must come at the expense of civil liberties, said Laura W. Murphy, director of the ACLU's Washington National Office. Quote, the USA Patriot Act gives law enforcement agencies nationwide extraordinary new powers unchecked by meaningful judicial review, unquote.
Quote, yeah, where is there meaningful judicial review today? When you ask to go to court, you're going right into Satan's courtroom. those people are all very strong Catholics, all the judges, and they will send you to prison. Don't think that you're going to get any justice, judgment, or equity there. The Apostle Paul, as much as said that, are any of you crazy enough to go into Satan's courtroom? Says we should judge our own matters among ourselves, we Christians. Then what?
Quote, indeed, like the Nazi laws passed 70 years prior, the Patriot Act, signed into law by Bush, suspends or curtails a number of constitutionally guaranteed civil rights. Individuals can now be arrested and detained indefinitely without charges being filed. Police powers are increased, enabling them to monitor private telephone conversations or to conduct secret searches with minimal judicial oversight. Private business records can be seized even if there's no evidence of a crime. American citizens can be spied on for, quote, intelligence, unquote, purposes without the need of a warrant. And even librarians can be ordered to provide police with lists of all books and reading material checked out by a person of interest, even with no evidence of a crime, unquote. Our government is supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people. We are supposed to be the ones in charge. These politicians are supposed to be our servants. They agreed to be our public servants. How do our servants have the gall to lord over us? Their gall and Rome's gall, the Bible says, comes from the, quote, great red dragon, the devil, unquote, Revelation chapter 12, verse 3 and 9. We the people, according to the U.S. Constitution, really have the right to monitor them. They, according to God, are committing all the crimes. The Vatican...
Oh, they, according to God and according to reality. I mean, this is well known nowadays. Okay, this piece of literature was written quite some time ago, but it's real now. People know. All right, then what else?
The Vatican and its puppets should be the ones who are monitored. They are the ones who have, for Satan, set up, quote, the abomination that maketh desolate, unquote, Daniel chapter 11, verse 31. Our memory needn't stretch too far to remember Nixon's Watergate and President Clinton's White House scandals. Our government, through those servants we elected to serve us, is monitoring innocent us. We don't have the power to commit the high crimes they are committing. Most of us have never been members of...
Well, we're not that evil to do it. It's that we do have the power if we... but we just... we don't have the spirit of Satan to do it. Okay, then what?
Most of us have never been members of the Nazi Party or been in business with them. I know I never have. I've never been involved in any act of espionage or any act of treason to the United States. Nor have I ever burned or blown up any buildings, told people that I alone could protect them, or run a protection racket like the Vatican and the governments of the world are doing. They say they'll protect you from the terrorists. Quote, pay me $100 a month and I will make sure your windows don't get broken. If you don't pay me $100, you'll never be sure that your windows won't get broken.
And if you don't pay me the property taxes, I'll take your property away from you. So you don't own your property, we do, these devils say. But the Lord didn't want it that way, but so you pay your taxes anyway. Go ahead.
These are two-bit mafia tactics. It's not surprising that people can't see through them. It is because they don't know God and they don't read His Word, the Bible. This is why God, quote, is terrible to the kings of the earth, unquote, Psalm 76, verse 12, and, quote, terrible in His doings toward the children of men, unquote, Psalm 66, verse 5. I have never murdered anyone, nor had any intention to do so. There used to be hardcore laws against treason, espionage, and terrorism. At least 99% of the general public has never been involved in anything like that. How has the government conned everyone into believing that we, the people, should be monitored? The book America Betrayed, Bush, Bin Laden, 9/11, states that the Bush family is said by millions to be the most Catholic and Nazi family that has ever occupied the White House. All major evangelical TV networks are Catholic Jesuit priests under the guise of Christianity, wolves in sheep's clothing. These people and groups include, quote, Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, the Southern Baptist Convention, Mormons, and lay leaders such as former Senator John Ashcroft, who is now the Attorney General, unquote.
Well, at the time of the writing of this literature.
Then what?
Dr. Joseph states, quote, non-citizens basically have no rights at all if the president or his attorney general decides to suspend them. If the person is not a U.S. citizen, they may be arrested on the order of the president or attorney general. They may be held in secrecy for an indefinite period, have their conversations with attorneys monitored, be tried by a military tribunal, and if found guilty, be executed without the right of appeal or judicial review.
Okay, and how can we stop this? We stop it with prayer. We pray that they get saved, and then we pray, Lord, if they don't get saved, then, you do what you say you'll do to them. You pour out coals of fire. I see that our time is up on this broadcast, but tomorrow, Lord willing, we'll be doing part 7 of Another Pearl Harbor. They needed another Pearl Harbor. And we'll have more letters for you and whatever the Lord leads. Until then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.